This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The presidential candidates are sharpening their basic definitions of themselves and each other. President Bush says he's decisive, while John Kerry is not, and he points to Kerry's views on Iraq. John Kerry is responding by saying the president has made the wrong decisions, and he points to the president's actions in Iraq. All along, both campaigns and their supporters have been waging an intense fight over their past, particularly their military service during the Vietnam War. New information is emerging about the president's war record, as we'll hear in a moment. We will start with NPR's Greg Allen, who has been tracking the candidates' travels.
Although it wasn't a campaign appearance, President Bush's time spent yesterday in Florida was politically important. The president helped distribute bags of ice with his brother, Florida Governor Jeb Bush, at a relief center in Fort Pierce before flying by helicopter to Miami for a briefing at the National Hurricane Center. Before heading to Florida, the president signed a $2 billion emergency aid bill for Floridians and promised yesterday that more aid would be forthcoming.
The damage from high winds and flooding reaches the Atlantic coast to the Panhandle. Some have lost their lives. Many have had their homes damaged. Some have lost their homes. Families have lost power. Small businesses have suffered. Citrus growers have lost much of their crop. And all those here in Florida are in the thoughts and prayers of the American people.
Yesterday was a reminder that while challengers can campaign relentlessly, incumbent presidents have a lot of resources at their disposal. This was President Bush's third trip to storm-ravaged Florida in recent weeks, a state that's expected once again to play a key role in the presidential election. Earlier in the day, the president met with members of Congress with authority over intelligence agencies. Congress is back in session this week, and momentum is building for a bipartisan bill that would implement some recommendations of the 9/11 Commission. The president earlier was criticized when he proposed a new position, that of National Intelligence Director, but would not commit to giving the position authority over intelligence budgets. In a turnabout, the president said yesterday the position would have full budget authority.
It's important we get our intelligence gathering correct. I mean, after all, we're still at war. We've got to find the enemy before they hurt us. We've got to do everything we can to protect the homeland. We're still on the offense here in this country. We're chasing down these killers overseas so we don't have to face them here at home. We're making good progress.
The president declined to comment when asked if he endorsed Vice President Dick Cheney's statement Tuesday that a vote for the Kerry Edwards ticket could help terrorists plotting an attack on the U.S. Kerry also didn't address it yesterday, but other Democrats jumped in. At a rally in Maine, Kerry's running mate, John Edwards, said Cheney's remarks were, quote, calculated to divide. Kerry, meanwhile, honed his attack on President Bush's Iraq policy in a speech at Cincinnati's Museum Center. It's the same place where President Bush appeared nearly 2 years ago to make his case for war against Iraq. Kerry talked about what he called a tragic milestone recorded this week when the Pentagon confirmed that more than 1,000 Americans had died in Iraq. And he said the president had failed to keep promises made in Cincinnati before the war, to plan carefully and to build a strong coalition of allies.
As a result, America has paid nearly 90% of the bill in Iraq. Contrast that with the Gulf War, where our allies paid 95% of the costs. George W. Bush's wrong choices have led America in the wrong direction in Iraq, and they have left America without the resources that we need so desperately here at home.
Kerry said the cost of the war, in his words, $200 billion and counting, diverted much-needed money from education, homeland security, and health care.
They're charging 17% more for Medicare while making America pay $200 billion for a go-it-alone policy in Iraq. That's the wrong choice, that's the wrong direction, that's the wrong leadership for America.
In response, Bush campaign spokesman Steve Schmidt said John Kerry announced his eighth distinct position on the war in Iraq this week. President Bush is funding our nation's priorities, while John Kerry can't keep his story straight for 24 hours about what his priorities would be. Nevertheless, Kerry is likely to pick up those themes again today at campaign appearances in Iowa and Louisiana. President Bush is back out on the campaign trail today in the important swing state of Pennsylvania. Greg Allen, NPR News, Des Moines.